A major winter storm is moving across the upper part of the country this week, which means much of the west and the north will see extreme cold. At the same time, it will be notably warm in the southeast and mid-Atlantic. What's going on? Meteorologist Mark Elliott is on the line. Mark, this storm is one of the biggest of the winter, tracking across the northern stretch of the country. What can people there expect?
Yeah, this is going to be a doozy of a winter storm by all stretches, both by the amount of real estate it covers and by the amount of snow it puts down. This could be a top five snowstorm in places like Minneapolis, where somewhere near 20 inches of snow is not off the table at this point. So that's a significant amount for that area of the country.
And what does the timeline look like the next few days?
Yeah, we're watching the storm diving through the Intermountain West as we speak. By tomorrow, really getting organized over the northern plains and the upper Midwest. And it takes until Friday to exit the Northeast Corridor. So we'll be following this for the rest of the week.
I understand in some places we can expect freezing rain, which is a risk for power lines and roads.
Absolutely. It takes very little freezing rain to really shut down a road. About a tenth of an inch is all it would take. And we could see that from eastern Iowa to southern Wisconsin and southern Michigan, and then a corridor stretching across the southern part of New England, say northern Pennsylvania, southern upstate New York. Although I think the snow is going to steal the headlines, even though freezing rain is very impactful.
And Mark, in the western part of the country, it will be colder than usual. How cold?
We're talking about wind chills that could get in that 20, 30, even 40 below zero range across the Intermountain West and portions of the northern tier. So really dangerously cold for anyone that's outside, whether your job is outside or you don't have safe shelter and you are outside. These are things you have to think about when you have this type of weather event on the way.
What is causing this sudden plunge this week?
Yeah, these stories are all connected. That big storm is basically in between a large trough in the west and a huge ridge in the east. Underneath that trough in the west, we're going to have Arctic air spilling on in, and that will clip the northern tier as well. And just the opposite, underneath the ridge, you've got southerly winds coming off the Gulf of Mexico and record high temperatures across much of the southeast.
So we're seeing this is a collision here between what we're seeing in the southeast. In the mid-Atlantic, it's going to be something like 80 degrees this week.
Yeah, welcome to the false spring, I suppose, across the east. But yeah, you're absolutely right. The storm system is riding that conveyor belt in between the trough in the west and the ridge in the east. And when you have that kind of, you know, really amplified pattern, you get really amplified storms. And this is going to be one of those for sure.
And what are you suggesting people do to get ready in advance?
You know, one thing that's different with winter storms is that if you can stay someplace safe and if the power stays on, you generally are okay. It's not the same as like a tornado coming and it destroys your house. The best thing you can do is stay in one spot where you are safe and not be out there on the roads, because the overwhelming majority of injuries and deaths during winter weather happen when people are out there driving in it.
That is meteorologist Mark Elliott. Mark, thanks as always for joining us.
Thank you.